Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to the fourth episode in the five-part series on leveling up your business in 2021. Today, we are going to talk about the number one thing you can do to level up your pricing in 2021. And it may not be what you think. When was the last time you reviewed your pricing? Or maybe you're new to senior photography and you're trying to figure out your prices. Either way, this episode's all about taking your pricing to the next level. Whatever that level is for you, I want you to be more profitable in 2021. How many of you are already getting hives from this conversation about pricing? It's one of those topics that we hate to discuss, although I'm guessing we all love making more money, right? Pricing ourselves is difficult. Maybe it's because it's just us running our businesses and it feels so personal, or maybe it's because somewhere inside we aren't really sure what we are worth. I struggle with all the same feelings you struggle with when it comes to pricing. So today I'm going to break it down into three actionable steps for you to take your pricing up to the next level. Number one, know or run your numbers. This first step is running your numbers. How many of you started your business, weren't sure what to charge, so you looked at other photographers and just charged that? I'll admit it, I did the same thing. I had no idea where to start, and I wasn't looking at it from a business perspective, so I just pulled out a number, I'm embarrassed to say, $75 a session, and charged that. Running numbers scares a lot of photographers. Why? Because we are creative. We're not typically accountants, right? We started a photography business because our passion was taking photos, not because we liked math. Listen, I hate math too. I mean, I totally chose my major in college based on how little math I would need to take. True story. But running numbers does not have to be hard. If I can do this type of math, so can you. So grab your calculator and a piece of paper and we'll get through this together. Knowing and running our numbers gives us valuable information and allows us to charge what we need to actually make money and support ourselves with our businesses. In other words, not a hobby, but an actual business that makes money. Everyone's numbers are different, so that is why it's important to know our unique numbers and not just what someone else charges. So, what numbers do you need to run? Your expenses or the cost of doing business. Grab that piece of paper, pause this podcast, and jot down things you have to have in order to run your business. Things such as hosting your website, Photoshop, or Lightroom costs. Other subscriptions, equipment, templates, marketing materials, insurance, education, if you have a studio space, the rent, electricity, water, etc. Just brainstorm about all the things you pay for in order to run your photography business. Your homework is to look up these costs and add them to your list. Everyone's list will be different. Some photographers run a streamlined business and may have less items on their list, where others may have more. Your list of expenses is unique to you and your business. The next set of numbers I want you to look at is your cost of goods. Do you sell physical products such as albums, graduation announcements, wall prints, or canvases? How much does it cost you to purchase those items? Then the third number you need to look at is your time. How much time are you spending on each client? time to travel to and from shoots, time to meet with clients, time to email clients, time to do the actual shoot, time to edit. I think a lot of photographers don't consider time as a factor in pricing, but our time is valuable. The cost of your time is part of figuring out your prices. The amount of time could change the longer you're in business. In the beginning, when you're still trying to figure out your style, you may take a lot longer to edit, or you may spend more time shooting. But as you get more experienced, you may spend less time shooting or editing. So make sure you're evaluating your time each year to make sure you are getting paid for it. You will also need to consider your personal lifestyle. Is this a side hustle just for some extra spending money? No shame if that's what it is. Or is this something that you need to pay your bills? Determine what you personally have to pay for so you know if you are priced right to cover those expenses. Lastly, consider how many days you can shoot. If you're somewhere that allows you to shoot all year, this number will be higher. If you're someone who can only shoot certain months of the year, then the number of days you can shoot will be less. I shoot about 8 months out of the year. From there, I can determine how many days I want to shoot while factoring in rain days, days for editing, days when I may have personal things such as kids' games and more. Once you come to a number of days that you can or want to shoot, you are able to determine what you need to make per shoot to cover the cost of goods, your time, your expenses, and how much you want to make on top of that. You can also work backwards on this, starting with the amount you want to make per year. Divide that by 12 months, then divide that by the number of days you want or are able to shoot per month to get a price per shoot. Look at that number against the numbers determined for expenses, cost of goods, and time to make sure you are priced right. So if you want to level up your pricing and make this year the year you make six figures, start with that six figures you want to make and work backwards to figure out how much you need to charge per session so you can actually make the right amount. The amount you need to cover your expenses of running a business, the amount you need to make to cover the cost of goods, the amount you need to make to cover your personal expenses, and what you want to have left over to make sure you are making enough for your time. The second thing you can do to level up your pricing is to review your collections. Are you offering collections as a part of your senior experience, or is your business an all-inclusive, one-price-gets-all type of business? If you're running an all-inclusive, you may want to consider having a session fee and collection pricing. This will allow you to sell tangible items to your clients, which will allow them to show off their photos in a more luxurious way. If you're new to collections, it may seem overwhelming at first to determine what to put in these collections. But if you stick with the classic items that truly showcase the photos, you'll be able to give clients what they want. I know when I first started offering collections, I was overwhelmed with the options. The labs make it difficult to determine what products to offer because there are so many. But it is our job as photographers to weed through the products and determine what is best for our clients. Sticking with classic items such as gift prints, wall prints, canvases, graduation announcements, and albums work really well. You can always add a special fun item as a limited time to see how well your clients react to it. If they love it, add it to a collection. But remember, when we're talking about products, don't offer too many because your clients will get overwhelmed. And remember that most clients don't know all the things labs offer, so we don't have to offer every single item. If you have been offering collections for a while, be sure to go back each year and review the collections. Ask yourself what was selling. What do clients gravitate to the most? What's your most popular item and what's your least popular item? It may be time to adjust what's in each collection if there is an item that clients are constantly trying to switch out for something else. The third thing to do to level up your pricing is consider IPS. What is IPS? It's in-person sales or an in-person ordering session. When it comes to offering a complete senior experience, having an in-person ordering session is part of that experience, and it elevates your experience because you are able to help your client determine what is best for them, and you can guide them in their decision-making process. In-person sales allows you to meet with your clients, show them the products inside your collections, and they're able to see them, touch them, feel them to determine what they like best. It is an experience in itself because they are excited to see the photos, they are able to experience the products, and they feel taken care of. Add in-person sales to your photography business, it allows you to level up your client experience while also leveling up your pricing. You can charge a higher rate by doing IPS because it adds value to your client's experience, and it allows you to sell collections as opposed to selling just digitals as part of a session. You're also able to upsell with add-ons to collections, so the possibility of making more money with IPS is a reality. If you want more details on in-person sales and how to get started, be sure to listen to episode 29 of the Seniorology podcast, where I share 3 tips for in-person sales. Today, I want you to review your pricing, or if you're just starting out, start your pricing off right by figuring out the numbers we discussed in this episode. I want you to review your collections and consider IPS if you are not currently offering it. I would love for you to come share your thoughts or questions so we can help you with your pricing in the Seniorology community on Facebook. This community is there to help you take your pricing up to the next level in 2021. You deserve to get paid what you're worth. And if you're ready to take your senior photography business to the next level, make the changes you know you need to make and have someone by your side helping you create a successful senior photography business, then be sure to check out the Seniorology Semester, a 6-month intensive educational program to help you build the senior photography business of your dreams. The doors close January 15th. I would love to work with you over the next 6 months and help you become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, which is all about leveling up your bookings. And it will be the 5th and final episode of this 5-part series, where then we will go back to our once a week regularly scheduled podcast program. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.